Hey, listen up. 5 signs that God is preparing you for marriage. Let's get it. Number 1, you have fully submitted yourself to God. You surrender. You put God first in everything you do. And you know if you want the desires of your heart, marriage, business, whatever you want out of life, you know you got to keep God first. And you know God is the foundation of everything in your life. So you fully surrender. And everything that God has for you, you know you have to put him first in everything you do. So that's the first step. You fully submitted to God, because God cannot bless you with the person he has for you if you haven't submitted to him, because you got to put him first, not nobody else but him. So that's number 1. You fully submitted to God and you put him first and you surrender. It's God over anything, everything. Number 2, you are being purposeful and you enjoying your single season. And these go hand in hand. You see, when you discover your purpose and God revealed the purpose you have for you and you're doing God's work, this is what God wants you to do. Because he knows that, hey, if you surrender to me and you do the purpose that I have for you, therefore now I can bless you with a kingdom spouse, because you put in me first and you're doing what I want you to do. Because we don't do what we do. We do what God wants us to do. So being purposeful and doing God's work or whatever God having for you is a step of meeting your kingdom spouse. And you're enjoying your single season. You see, God wants us to love ourselves, take care of ourselves, and love ourselves fully, because therefore, if we could sit there and love ourselves, take care of ourselves, then we could translate that into marriage. We could love our spouse and we could take care of our spouse. So that's number 2, being purposeful, doing the purpose that God has for you, and enjoying your single season and just loving yourself wholeheartedly. That's number 2. Number 3, the opposite sex becomes unattractive. Pause, not like that. What I'm trying to say, you are living through the spirit. You are no longer indulging in fleshly activities. You stop having sex. You are living through the spirit. So therefore, you know, if you see an attractive man, ladies, you're going to be like, he handsome. You give him that, but you know he ain't for you. Fellas, if you see an attractive woman, she beautiful. You give her that, but you know she ain't for you. You want to have eyes for the person that God have for you. So therefore, you're not excited by when you see attractive men all the time, ladies. You're not attractive when you see a beautiful woman all the time, fellas. Yes, it looks nice. We'll take that. But we want to have the eyes for the person that God have for us. So that's number 3. The opposite sex becomes unattractive because you are living through the spirit. Number 4, you are taking your abstinent celibacy season serious. You know, in order for you to get the person that God has for you, you have to have a season of celibacy, abstinent, and that could be years, that could be months, whatever God has for you. And you know that sex is spiritual and sex is sacred. You can't be out here sleeping with everybody around your city knowing that God has somebody for you, because God can't bless no mess if you're doing that. So therefore, you're taking that season of abstinent and celibacy serious. That's number 4. Number 5, you just can feel it coming. You can't explain it. You could just feel it. And the reason why you could just feel it coming, because you're in that season of preparation for it. So therefore, you're gonna feel like, oh my God, it's coming, and you know it's coming because it's time for you to be married. So that's 5 signs to know that God is preparing you for marriage. May God bless y'all.